children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
I'd certainly hate to sit next to him on a bus.
What about in a canoe?
No way.
Do you know what I think?
Usually,
no. I think that cows can teach us a lot about health.
How?
Well, look at him. Does he look sick?
No.
Does he look like a weakling?
No.
Does he look tired and depressed?
I don't think so.
He looks kind of contented. Exactly. That's one happy cow.
So what's so strange about that?
Well, look at what he's eating.
Grass?
Yes, and a few flowers, bushes, leaves, and other stuff growing in the ground.
That's what cows eat.
That's my point. Big cow over there, with all those muscles and beautiful hair and bright eyes and swinging tail and really cool horns, eats nothing but grass and water. He doesn't eat meat, which if you stop and think about it, would be kind of gross. He doesn't drink milk unless he's a calf, and he doesn't take pills. All he does is walk around the pasture, eat grass, and sleep standing up.
You know, Sam, you're right. He's proof that we don't need all the stuff that people say we do to be healthy and strong. We just need water, food that grows on the ground, and exercise. But I don't think I'd like eating grass.
No problem. We can eat grains and vegetables and fruit. If we did, we could be as smart as a cow.
And maybe as healthy as one, too.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to KidsBibleInfo.com. That's KidsBibleInfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
About to hear is so amazing that it's almost too good to be true. But it is true. In fact, the miracle of the resurrection is one of the most well-documented facts in history. Doubters have never been able to explain how else Jesus' body could have disappeared from the tomb.
That's because it's kind of hard to explain away the earthquake and the angel who announced that Jesus was not there but had risen.
It's just like a mystery story come to life.
Good choice of words, since that's exactly what Jesus did.
Have you seen him with your very own eyes?
No, but Jesus did appear to more than 300 people after he rose from the dead.
Wow, that's a lot of eyewitnesses. Sounds amazing.
It is amazing that Jesus came back from the dead, but it really did happen. All the stories in the Bible about Jesus are true.
Well, tell me more of them.
is such a great way to praise the Lord.
We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Lord, we cast ourselves at thy feet to worship, and he is gone, disappeared.
And he sat right there, the Son of God in our home.
And he walked all the way from Jerusalem with us.
He talked to us too, explaining the scriptures.
It is no marvel that he knows and could explain the scriptures so clearly that our hearts burned within us. He is the Son of God, the Creator. Through him were the scriptures written, and he is risen.
What are we doing here? We should be on our way to Jerusalem to tell the 11 and the others the good news.
We have the greatest message ever given to mankind, a risen Savior.
We were hungry.
And weary.
Now we are filled with joy.
Oh, we have glad news for the disciples. But why stand here and talk? The disciples will want to hear all about our walk and talk with Jesus.
They secure their pilgrim staffs and start immediately back along the same path by which they have just come.
And it's dark. My heart is light with joy. He is risen.
The road is not safe going so fast, but we'll get there. With the glad tidings of a risen Savior, we will get there. Ah! I fell over a slippery rock.
I'll give you a hand. There, you are risen. And so is Jesus.
I think we're lost.
Oh, we are anything but lost. We have found salvation in a risen Savior.
These two disciples press on through the night, stumbling over rocks, climbing over steep places. They lose their way but find it again. Sometimes running, sometimes stumbling, they hasten on, their hearts leaping for joy. They do not see, they do not know, but beside them is an unseen protector. The very one who walked with them but a short time before is now close by their side all the way. The night is dark, but the Sun of Righteousness is shining upon them, protecting them.
Christ is a risen Savior.
He is not dead.
He is risen.
Upon reaching Jerusalem, they enter by the eastern gate, which is open at night on festival occasions.
We'd better go to the upper chamber where Jesus spent the last evening before his death. The disciples will be there.
And they will not sleep until they learn for a certainty what has become of the body of the Lord.
And we know. We'll tell them. He is risen. Perhaps they aren't here after all. All is quiet inside.
But they're here. They are fearful we may be spies. We are not spies. We are disciples from Emmaus.
I am Cleopas from Emmaus. Remember me? We left here only a few hours ago. Peter, John, Matthew, let us in.
Come in. Hurry.
Bolt the door again, quickly.
Do you know what happened?
Matthew, what are you trying to tell us?
We know where the Lord is. He's risen. He appeared in person to Simon.
Well, ask them to be a little quiet. We have a wonderful experience to tell them.
Brethren,
our two fellow disciples from Emmaus wish to say something.
The Lord is risen. We saw him. For more than 2 hours, we talked to him. He was in our home.
No. It happened on our walk home to Emmaus. He joined us and we didn't even recognize who it was. As we walked, he explained the scriptures about the coming of the Messiah. It thrilled our hearts to listen to him.
Oh, he made it very clear what and where his kingdom shall be, and why he had to suffer and die on the cross. Then, at the gate of our...
No, we want to hear everything, every word he said. Leave out nothing.
Well, when he first joined us, we thought that he was a stranger in Jerusalem, as we told... We were about to fall down and worship him, when lo... He disappeared.
Cleopas, a terrible thought just came to me. What if we had not invited him into our home? What if we had not pressed the invitation? We never would have known who he was. our home, our lives would never have been blessed as they are.
That is a terrible thought. Never, never will I pass up the chance to be kind and helpful to a stranger.
Or even a brother, a neighbor.
But all this, I know not what to believe.
Matthew, you sound like Thomas.
But it's all too good to be true.
Yes.
A stranger? Well, how did you get in?
Peace be unto you.
Spirit of the Master.
Why are ye troubled? Why do such thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, and know that it is I myself. Touch me, handle me, and see. A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see that I have.
His hands do have nail prints.
His feet do.
It is the voice of
his
the Master.
Everything about him looks like our Lord.
Lord.
Have ye any food?
A little. Here's a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb.
Thank you, Matthew.
He is the Lord. He is risen.
Yes,
he is risen.
Yes.
It's true.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Persuaded that there's no angel nor prince of
boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. In the case of the secret code, Willie starts getting strange messages on his computer. Could they really be from God? Chapter 6, Another Clue. What did you say? Willie asked suddenly from the kitchen. I said you've got another message, Maria responded. It's long and it's big and I don't read other people's mail, so come in here and read it before I explode. Willie wiped the peanut butter from his hands onto his pants and wheeled into the computer room. Maria and Chris stood behind him as he read the message. Dear Hot Wheels, you're right. I'm not who you think I am, although I talk to him regularly. Prayer makes a big difference. God is more than someone to turn to when you have a problem or are in trouble. He's the very best friend you could ever have. I know that you don't like to ask for help, but everyone needs help sometime, even G.O.D. I believe that you will figure out this mystery. You're really too smart for me. So to keep it interesting, here's another clue. N.T. D apostrophe C I E U R W U X W X E W apostrophe N U A E I X J T E I apostrophe S period. What is that? Maria asked and pointed at the new code. What happened to the numbers? Chris asked. G period, O period, D period knew that we'd figured out the other codes, Willie said, so we get a new one. I liked the numbers, Chris said, staring at the screen. I could figure them out. I don't think I can figure this one out. Oh, come on, Chris, Maria said. We haven't even tried yet. We can do it. Willie went back to the kitchen and finished making the sandwiches. Chris and Maria stared at the computer screen. When he returned to the room, Chris and Maria just shook their heads. The other codes made some sense, Maria said. This one doesn't seem to have a pattern. It's got a pattern, Willie said. It's just different from the ones we've already done. Coco came in and stood on his back legs, reaching up toward Willie's sandwich. Here, boy! Willie threw a piece high in the air. Coco took a couple of steps backward and caught the sandwich piece in midair. Good boy, Willie said. Hey, what happened to your fancy mouse cover? Chris lifted the plastic computer mouse off its pad. Hey, where is it? Willie asked. He turned to Coco, who sat wagging his tail and facing them. Coco, what did you do with it? Coco whimpered and lay down on the ground. I know where he hides things. Willie headed across the living room to the coat closet. The door stood partially open. Coco, come here. Coco stood and whined. Willie opened the closet door. My mouse cover, he wailed. Coco watched as Willie lifted the shredded mouse cover up where the others could see it. Now it looked more like a dead mouse. Bad dog! Willie reached out and swatted Coco. Coco yelped and lay on the floor. Come on, you're going outside. Willie rolled to the back door and opened it. Coco rushed out. Willie, don't you think you were a little hard on Coco? Maria asked when he came back. Yeah, it's just a mouse cover, Chris said. Coco chews up everything, Willie said under his breath. He should know better. Willie tried to change the subject. What do you want to do now? Well, Chris and I have to go home pretty soon, Maria said. Why don't we get a copy of this code and we can take it home and work on it? Willie shrugged. I can't think of a better idea. Maybe one of us will run into G period, O period, D period's handwriting somewhere. Chris spoke up. I'll talk to Dad and see if he knows who runs the computer bulletin board. Maybe they can give us some information about G period, O period, D period. Maria copied down the code, folded it neatly, and stuffed it into her pocket. Just then, a car horn sounded out front. That's Mom, Maria announced. Call me tonight if you think of anything, Willie called after them. Willie turned back to the computer and the mysterious new code. N-T D apostrophe C-I-E-U-R-W U-X-W X-E-W apostrophe N U-A E-I-X-J-T E-I apostrophe S period. There has to be some sort of pattern, he thought. But what is it? Willie wrote out the alphabet like they had done the first time to see if it helped. It didn't. This one has vowels and consonants both, so that's no help, he thought. But I do know that all words include at least one vowel. That's a start. Willie wrote out the two-letter words, N-T and U-A. What two-letter words do I know? He wrote out is, of, to, he, my, an, as. But it didn't help. What about the words with the punctuation mark in them? The marks must be part of the code. What would happen if... Willie looked at the computer keyboard, then back at the code. Slowly, he pushed the keys that were just to the right of those letters on the keyboard. Like magic, words began to form before his eyes. My favorite ice cream is Rocky Road. Willie's mouth dropped open. I'm a genius. Coco, I did it. When Coco didn't answer, Willie looked around, then remembered he had put Coco outside. Thinking about the scolding he had given Coco, he started feeling bad. Willie wheeled to the back door and called, Coco! He waited a long moment, but there was no answer. He saw Grandpa pulling weeds in the garden. Grandpa, have you seen Coco? What do you mean? Grandpa stood and wiped the sweat from his face. Isn't Coco inside with you? No, he was bad, so I put him in the backyard. Grandpa walked up to the back door. I wish you would have told me, Grandpa said. I've been moving a lot of things through the backyard. The gate's open. Coco! They both called. Coco, come here! They waited a long time, but there was no answer. Oh, no, he ran away, Willie said. And it's all my fault, he thought. Just then, they heard a car's tire screech on the street in front of their house.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 2, The Case of the Secret Code, written by Glenn Robinson, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.